If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10.
4-day work week. Back to work you go. All the sales reps coming in. That must suck. You know, you're a sales rep and normally you get Monday and you're working from home. But then all of a sudden the 3-day weekend hits when Monday's off and you get back to the grind and you got to come to 2400 Market. As Dawn would say, Odyssey World Headquarters. Welcome back. A lot coming up here in the final hour. We will get to some more issues for the big guy as Pennsylvania poses a problem for President Joe Biden. Also, in his beloved Philadelphia, Biden faces wariness from black voters. And also, he's got an uncommitted delegate problem at the DNC convention that could continue to grow. All of that still ahead this morning. Morning mystery movie clip in just about 17 minutes, and then we'll get to more of the cut sheet coming up at the bottom of the hour. But before we get to all of that, let's get a little update in the world of the news. 9:02, it is time for a Dawn Stensland Big 3 at 9.
It's the Big 3 at 9 on Kale and Company.
Big 3 at 9, sponsored by Pep Boys. So, number one, TikTok in 28 minutes. This historic Trump trial gets underway. Prosecutors with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, they are setting out to convince the jury of 12 New Yorkers that Donald J. Trump broke the law by hiding damaging information from voters in a case they say involves illegal campaign maneuvering. So during closing arguments, they will attempt to convince the jury to convict the former president. This would be a first in our history. They want the jury to convict him on 34 felony counts. This historic decision, as it would be, could be the only one of Trump's criminal cases that reaches a verdict before the 2024 election, making it all the more important. Defense attorneys pointing out, no doubt, to the jury, they will point out in their final arguments before Trump's fate is put into the jury, but no doubt they will point out that the witness in charge of actually creating the document said that he never spoke with Trump about what column he put it in, and that in fact that happened in 2017. President Trump at that point was the president, now the former president, obviously, but that gets underway in 28 minutes. We're watching that very carefully. Of course, Biden in Philadelphia tomorrow. Number two, we've talked a lot about Philadelphia development, the Philadelphia economy. So the story that I was just talking over the weekend about how great it is that we're going to see the Penn's Landing project and the I-95 Cap and Park project. Well, now we learn that the New York City developer who is behind the $2.2 billion development on Penn's Landing. This is the largest project on the Delaware River waterfront. It is stalled. It is stalled. And so why is it stalled? This is a huge project. It's a huge issue for the city of Philadelphia because, of course, back in the day, they took the federal cash and we were separated from our waterfront. And this is a hindrance for the city of Philadelphia. You've seen cities like Chicago that reunited with their waterfront. What happened? The city exploded back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that will be very exciting. Blame Bidenomics. So a spokesman for the New York City developer Durst says that they're blaming high interest rates, challenging financial market, high interest rates, high construction costs, and not just, this is not plaguing Philadelphia, but as well across the nation.
Mm-hmm.
These high interest rates. So a product that even 2 years ago you gave an estimate for what it would cost, you can't possibly fit within that budget,
right?
Because of our economy, Bidenomics.
Yeah, if you got quoted, there's no way you can honor that quote and that price today unless you want to complete the project and lose money, right?
Or go under.
Or go under.
So, I mean, our waterfront, yes, is in the middle of this development boom. It's exciting. It means thousands of new residential units at a time when even people from New York City are moving here. And jobs, offices, hotel, retail space, it's exciting. It's stalled right now. They're still trying to hash it out and save that. The good news here I'll put out is that as far as the I-95 Cap and Park project connecting Old City to the waterfront, that one is ongoing. And that park spanning I-95 is expected to open in 2028. And Rivermark Project in Northern Liberties, that one expected to bring all those apartments and retail space, that one ongoing.
Okay.
So one is stalled.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got that one going on as well.
By the way, you said people moving from New York to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's a thing?
Absolutely.
Really?
Because
what are we doing that New Yorkers are saying? I mean, I know New York's a disaster, but is it really that much better here?
Yeah. Well, housing.
Yeah.
You can find...
Well, yeah.
For a good value, you can actually find housing and rentals here. There, you can't find them, and you can't find them in New York.
Yeah, crack houses in New York go for $1 million these days.
And speaking of crack houses, the crime in New York, it's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there is a statement. Speaking of that, Cape May County Prosecutor's Office issuing a warning to the public after the chaotic long weekend, holiday weekend down the shore. So whether it's Ocean City, Wildwood, they're saying this will not be tolerated. We talked earlier about the fact that many municipalities are blaming the policies of Governor Phil Murphy. However, they're saying, nope, this won't be tolerated.
Nor should it be.
No.
You know, I was thinking about this as well with my daughters because they're going to be back up here permanently in 3 weeks. So they were born in 2014. We went to Ocean City, Maryland in the summer of 15. Since then, you know, being down in Tennessee from 2018 up until now, I mean, we would do lakes in Tennessee and we went to Florida. They've never been to the Jersey Shore and they have no recollection of being to Ocean City, Maryland when they were 1 year old. I gotta tell you, with the way it is with all these issues, I'm not sure that, you know, next summer of 2025, I'm not sure that I would take my kids to the Jersey Shore.
Come on.
None of this stuff happened. I mean, Dayside, I was down there. It was Wildwood, Ocean City. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's just after.
All right, you got to carve out. You got to give me the lay of the land as to where I need to go to avoid the BS. I'll take your advice, Dawn.
Just, by sundown. By sundown, they'll be poofed out anyway.
I was just going to say, you work early morning hours.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're used to getting up early, especially when your family comes. So just be inside by 9 o'clock. You'll be fine.
You'll be fine.
Why? No. Why do I have to be in at a certain time to avoid people that can't follow the law?
Look.
Well, that's madness.
It's just stop with this. It's not. Oh, kids these days.
No, I'm not saying that. But why should I say, hey, honey, let's make sure we're in by sundown, just in the event? Why do I have to acquiesce and alter my goals and my schedule?
The Jersey Shore is amazing.
I'm not saying it's not.
They're going to love it.
All right.
They're absolutely going to love it. And whichever shore point you choose, but you have to take them to Ocean City. At that age, at going on 10. And don't wait till next summer. They're going to be here in a month.
I was just going to say.
Take them. I mean... 4th of July, sitting on the beach.
Well, he's using up all his vacation to get him up here.
Yeah, to lug everything up here. By the way, you want to do a reality video stream? I'm going to be driving a 22-foot box truck from Tennessee back to Pennsylvania.
God.
By myself, because nobody will help me.
Think about the quiet, though, for that. How many hours is that?
12. Well, if you don't stop, 12 hours.
Oh, God. I would love 12 hours by myself.
Yeah? You want to come along?
No. I'm not by myself if I'm with you.
Well, that's true.
You can listen to the Kelsey podcast.
Yeah. You just load up the Doobie Brothers and all sorts of other stuff, and we'll have a great time.
By the way, Cookie writes on Twitter, Travis Kelce is not giving up his favorite playing position between Taylor Swift's thighs to unwittingly agree with Harrison Butker. That is a strong contender for who on Twitter.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, leader in the clubhouse.
Hey, we're sponsored by Pep Boys with Summerfest approaching. The Pep Boys will get your ride in shape, whatever you're riding. We'll get your ride in shape for those road trips. Now save $50 on standard brake service with the coupon. Don't miss this chance to save big. Stop by your local Pep Boys today. Ends, by the way, May 31st. TikTok, do this. Visit pepboys.com. For that coupon.
Yeah. And by the way, how bad is it for me that I went through at least 8 to 10 individuals after I told Stalker, hey, I need these days off coming up around Father's Day to move the family up here. I went through my Rolodex of anybody that I would actually have any recent conversations with. I didn't like start texting people from like that I haven't talked to in 5 years. But like legitimately everybody said no. I was like, I will pay for your flight down to Nashville. You'll fly with me on my dime. We will pack up. I gotta get this. We have like an 80-inch television that's been mounted on the wall. I could spend 3 years in front of it. I would never be able to figure out how to take it off of the rack. And I gotta pack up and then drive back. I said, I need you to, a little help, you know, lugging some couches and things like that. Pack up the truck and then, you know, drive up and we'll alternate driving every 3 or 4 hours or whatever. Legitimately, everybody told me no. And I think there were many people that were lying. Oh, I can't. My boy, he's got travel ball, and my daughter, she's got. Blah, 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 blah.
Where's Harry Mays? Where's Bruno?
Yeah, but it's Father's Day weekend.
I think it's. I forget the days. It's somewhere around that week.
If it's Father's Day, that's the problem. It's Father's Day weekend.
Yeah.
So everybody, even if they don't have a kid, they have a dad.
I might not make it back. You get some of those hills in West Virginia. You're driving a big truck.
Apropos of nothing, Charlotte writes, for your information, Greg, I noticed lately that a lot of the talking points in this show, meaning Kale & Company, show up on The 5. Someone from the show listening to Kale & Company?
No, Nick watches The 5 every day, and then we talk about it. Oh, she means the day before.
Yes, yeah.
Hmm.
So, what I'm guessing is that I know this for a fact, that there are Fox News producers that listen to the show, yes, because they contact me. So, I am almost 100% sure. I don't know about the producers of The 5. I don't know who produces what down there. But I know for a fact that there are producers from Fox News that listen to this radio station.
Yeah, I got
to
get back to watching that show. I've been a week or so since I've tuned in. I've been out getting sun, playing golf, sitting at the pool. I got to get back into my swing.
Go on with your life, both of you. Stop with this nonsense.
Yeah, and by the way, there's other people that are listening to this show that I've been tipped off to that are, I don't want to say plagiarizing, but are copying a lot of the things that we do on this show. Not talking points, not topics, so to speak, but some of the side stuff that we do beyond mucking and grinding court cases and voting tendencies.
Newman Price has volunteered to go with you.
Really?
Yeah.
Aw, that's amazing.
And
I'm gonna have to vet his background first.
Stop.
And Anne Marie, who has the last name Hughes, says Hughes Relocation Service in Lansdale, PA. They'll move you real nice, and you don't have to lift a finger.
Oh.
Why did you think of something like that?
Hey, I mean, I pay you a decent wage.
You can afford it.
Well, we've got 3 weeks. Why don't we see if Hughes wants to do something with our sales staff, and I can tell them how great they are.
Are you looking for a freebie?
Yeah, why not?
Because Anne Marie here.
Why? We got 19-year-olds asking for reparations of $5 billion. I can't get a free box truck?
I'm just telling you. That there are moving companies that will do this for you.
I like doing it myself. Trust me, I like carrying things and getting sweaty, and I'm just a little. The only thing I'm nervous about is driving the big box truck for 12 hours. That could be an issue.
Not for nothing, but here's the thing.
Because as you know, I have a big truck that I drive. It's a Honda Ridgeline.
Right, you do, but you could also even a couple times, like even last weekend, you could start on the weekends driving, because you could leave on Friday, you could leave right from here and drive there in your big vehicle and then or rent a van and drive stuff back and go every weekend or a lot of the weekends.
Drive to Nashville every weekend, right? Like it's across the Tacony Palmyra.
It's 12 hours.
Yeah, yeah. Just make a quick trip, to Nashville. Be there in 30 minutes, Dawn.
You could do it. And that way you mitigate what you actually need.
You know what I should do? For the next 3 weeks, instead of training for the bike ride, I should just drive 22-foot box trucks throughout Montgomery County just to get used to that.
By the way, our buddy Duffy writes, didn't Nick get the moving allowance when he was hired? Yes, he did. He just moved himself.
I burned through that. They don't give you two.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile.
And Reed writes, hey, if you'll pay for a friend's flight, you can pay a mover. It's true.
Yeah. All the suits are here. Today. I go down the hall, see what they got. If they can help me.
Just pay for it.
I will not.
Okay.
All right. We'll come back and we'll get to our morning mystery movie clip. And I never even paid off the tease of all this Biden stuff I had.
We'll get to it.
We'll get to it. We always do. Don't worry, folks. This is why we kick butt and take names here on Kale & Company. And now all these other shows around the country are stealing our ideas. There's people in two markets from the Midwest and the Pacific Northwest that are stealing our bits.
Yep.
Like
and I've been
what?
Tipped off to it.
Uh-oh.
Like what?
The cut sheet, number one.
Oh, boy.
And a lot of the frivolity that we have on this show. But legitimately, somebody, I'm not going to name the show or the station, it's in the Pacific Northwest, way up in the top left section of the map, has taken a segment called What's on the Cut Sheet.
So, it doesn't matter.
Copyright.
Because
A trademark, a little R with a circle around it, all those little things that come for a fee.
But it doesn't matter because they can't replicate.
Yeah.
Well,
what we have
imitation
here
is the most sincere form of flattery.
I'm going to get a cease and desist. I'm learning from Trump on this new movie, The Apprentice, that's coming out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a cease and desist.
There you go. All right.
I'm taking a page out of Donald Trump's playbook.
Go home to your mom.
Yeah, my lawyers will be on the phone later today.
All right. Morning mystery movie clip is coming up next. Stay right there.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It is a Tuesday morning. The playlist today and all this week is courtesy of Brian Kester from King Shooter Supply in King of Prussia.
Yeah.
Brian donated $500 to the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation, so he's got the music playlist for the next handful of days. Got all the songs and the artists right here. Now, this is just for this week, correct? The one that you gave me, Soccer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So there you go. And we've got our cut sheet part due on the way in just a little bit. But right now, shortly after 9:20, let's get to what we always do around this time that I'm sure some morning show around the country will steal as well. It's time for the Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale & Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
You got your shot. Now give me mine.
Why don't you get the hell out of here?
Shut up, old man. I ain't going nowhere. And why don't you tell all these nice folks why you've been ducking me? Politics, man. This country wants to keep me down. Keep everybody weak. They don't want a man like me to have the title because I'm not a puppet like that fool up there.
You know, you got a big mouth, you know?
Why don't you come out and close it, bad boy? Come on. Get the door.
It's time, dog. The guy's crazy. Don't listen to him.
The little man don't want to come to me. Then I'll come to you people and lay out the truth. I am ranked number one. One! That means I'm the best. But this bum been taking the easy matches. Fighting other bum.
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Today, a pair of movie passes to see The Dead Don't Hurt for the nationwide opening, which is coming up this Friday, May 31st. From writer, director, and star Viggo Mortensen comes an epic tale of two pioneers who fight for their relationship and their lives on the Civil War era American frontier. From Shout Studios, caller 12-855-839-1210. If you can identify that movie clip, you will get a pair of movie passes for the nationwide premiere, which is coming up this Friday, May 31st, 2024. Best of luck, caller 12-855-839-1210. Let me grab a call here. We've got Kevin, who's in the Northeast. He's been on hold since last Thursday. Kevin, good morning. How are you, pal?
How you guys doing? All good.
We're
back
doing well.
Back to the conversation when you were saying about the four boys and one family going to, you know, gay or whatever.
Did the mom with the four children yeah. with the LGBT? Yeah. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah. Did they ever, like, research on that and say, you know, it was the clothing, the hand-me-downs, had anything to do with it? Coming from a large family myself, you know what I mean? I'm just saying. Check the clothes.
Check the clothes.
So, like, if they have, like, if they're...
If the one had it, and then they handed, you know, the next clothes got to the next one, as you grew up in the old days, you wore hand-me-downs.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it makes it, in this day and age with the economy, I'll get our crack staff on that. We'll see where they bought the clothes from, if there's any receipts, which...
Is there gayness in the polyester?
I don't know. He waited an hour and 5 days to... Share that enlightening commentary.
I don't think they're getting any hand-me-downs.
No.
You don't think so?
That's not the issue.
You don't think it's the clothes?
I think it's the...
I'm glad we screen phone calls around. it's like an old sports radio peeve of mine where it's like you get somebody that you want to take and then you just talk to them and you're like, it's 38 seconds of my life I won't get back.
No, I think if they did hand-me-downs and they had that kind of a situation, they'd be probably be better off.
Yeah.
But I don't think that... I don't know.
My head hurts now. John is in Woodbridge. He's our morning mystery movie clip winner. John, good morning. What movie did we just play for you, sir?
That was Rocky III, The Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah. I just watched a little Rocky IV yesterday in the rainy weather. It was on AMC. It'll be on all summer long. John, congratulations. You've got the tickets for The Dead Don't Hurt coming up on Friday, May 31st.
Sounds good.
All right. By the way, John, what's your favorite Rocky movie of all time? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Here we go.
I think it would have to be Rocky 5 with Tommy Gunn.
Oh. Rocky 5?
Oh, you know, we rescind those. You just lost the fat dog. No, just kidding, John. No, it can't be Rocky 5. Hands down the worst one.
That's not even in the running.
No.
That might be one of the worst films of all time.
I thought my controversial take was Rocky 4. I've always loved 4 the most.
Yeah, 4 is the best. I mean, it's not controversial.
Some people always say.
The first Rocky was the best.
Right. Now, Dawn, you're in the majority, I think. I think most people do believe the first is the best.
Yeah, I'm with you, Nick. It goes in descending order. Is that correct? 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah. Pretty close to that, yeah. Yeah. All right, coming up next, we will get to What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2 as we continue live on this Tuesday morning as Stocker's got all sorts of artillery in the chamber after a big weekend in which a lot of people said a lot of things that we probably disagree with. We'll see what's on tap next. It's Kale and Company here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Maybe you're thinking about new windows, new doors, maybe a front door makeover. But what about siding or stucco remediation? You know, by now you've heard me talking about Chapman Windows, Doors, and Siding. I think the world of the Chapman family team love the work they've done in my home to make my home more beautiful, more energy efficient, especially those patio doors this time of year. Just a wall of doors when you come in the foyer, they created that look. They do incredible work. But if you're thinking about updating your siding or stucco remediation, just know that the certified Chapman installers are the professionals you want on the job. And also think about updating with James Hardie Plank, Gorgeous, or vinyl siding, all of those choices. So if you or somebody you know are looking for windows, doors, siding, shutters, all the hardware choices, siding, stucco remediation, you can give them a call, give them a text. They're like-minded. They're listening right now. They're local. 610-431-8898. 610-431-8898. You can always take that virtual tour, ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. ChapmanWindowsDoors.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Tuesday morning, Donald Trump trial, closing arguments officially underway. We'll see if the prosecution and their inability to explain a crime will actually lead to a convincing closing argument. And then, of course, we will see how this plays out. I'm wondering if we will get the verdict this week. 855-839-1210.
Real quick, do you guys think if how long they're out, is it more in favor of Trump or is it more in favor of the prosecution?
Quick, The quicker they return, the more likely I think they find a guilty verdict.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would agree with that.
All right. There you go.
Only need one.
I only need one. That's right. 11 out of 12 is good for the Phillies, but it's a loser for the prosecution. That's the way it works in this system. All right, we've got What's on Tap for the Dawn Show in about 15 minutes. Who won Twitter today and what happened today in music history, or what Phil did for 4 days up in New England? But we'll find out. Right now, it's time for What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2.
What's on the Cut Sheet
Part 2?
Hang on a second. Yeah, there we go. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2, sponsored by Style CFO Services. Style CFO Services offers a full suite of accounting and financial services to help transform your company. Big or small, visit stylecfo.com for your free 21-point assessment. Every organization needs a financial leader. Let Style CFO Services be yours. Thank you for sponsoring What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2. By the way, Beth writes, please tell Stocker not to be a hater and such an elitist. The way he stated his opinions about Walmart are untrue. I live in an area where we have great Walmart stores. Greg, enlarge your world and look at people and where they shop in an inclusive way. I agree with Dawn. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll be more inclusive. For the dregs of society, I will be more inclusive.
I'd be willing to bet if there's one thing I can guarantee in this lifetime,
yeah,
there will not be a future Greg Stocker Walmart endorsement live read campaign.
I'm sure I'm going to get yelled at for that, too, by the way.
You know, Walmart spends money, not necessarily on your station, but in the cluster. So, you know, just be careful what you say. Jason Kelsey, I know he doesn't do anything with your station and would probably spit on you guys if you guys were on fire. But you know, he does stuff with WIP, so just be careful
what you
say.
This could be it, folks. This
might be it.
It's this time.
I'm burning my bridge, dog.
Have you put in a notice that we're unaware of? Dawn, are you aware of this?
If Jason Kelsey or Bruce Springsteen walked in either of their studios, they would pee their pants. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Oh yeah, could they floss with me? Of course they could. I'm just saying that they're not exactly, you know, neither of them agree with a single political.
So, okay. I don't, unlike okay, Democrats, just, you know, I don't hate other people for okay. their diverse views, right?
Okay.
That's what the Dems do.
Somebody who might is Justice Sotomayor, who admits that some of the conservative rulings made her cry.
Oh, the SCOTUS tears.
Can you imagine we have a Supreme Court justice that has cried over rulings?
Well, that explains where this country is heading.
There's no crying in the Supreme Court!
That's right. This is the court of last resort.
Cut six, Phil. Go.
If not physically, we must vote our lives. Mind you, there are days that I've come to my office after an announcement of a case and closed my door and cried. There have been those days.
Okay.
And they're likely to be more.
More, yes.
There are moments when I'm deeply, deeply sad. And there are moments when, yes, even I feel desperation. We all do. But you have to own it. You have to accept it. You have to shed the tears. And then you have to wipe them and get up and fight some more. That's not a choice.
Yeah, let's rally the troops here. What do they say? If you have an issue, here's a tissue. I don't believe
is
for
that
us.
What, is that what they... I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
I've never heard that
before. It was from Austin Powers.
Yeah. I think what strikes me about her, honestly, is how she has defended Justice Clarence Thomas, that they are actual friends.
It's good to know.
And she has said that he's a man who cares deeply about the court as an institution, but that when he comes in the building, because there was a place where she was giving a speech, one of her many, you know, she does these speaking engagements, and somebody was heckling and talking about Clarence, and she totally defended him. And said when he walks in the building, he knows not only does he know everybody's name, but he also knows, like, how's your son? How's your child? That she just adores him. And that's you know, so she's obviously, you know, emotional, you know, and maybe she takes her job very passionately. But I do love that she defends somebody who is opposite politically.
Well, it is always nice, too, that especially, like, forget whether it's Clarence Thomas or Ketanji Brown Jackson, partisan politics aside. When somebody takes a vested interest and remembers, like, your kid's name,
yeah,
like, that is a nice touch. Like, that's, okay, well, maybe he doesn't genuinely care, but at least he's trying to act like he cares, and you give him a credit, a little bit of points for that, right? Like, I can commend that.
Sad news over the weekend. 37-year-old General Hospital actor Johnny Wachter was shot dead in downtown Los Angeles during an alleged car robbery. According to his mother, her son didn't try and stop them, but they shot and killed him anyway. Wachter was reportedly with a coworker when they saw three men messing with his car. The actor was rushed to the hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. Yeah, look, I mean, Los Angeles is a asshole.
Safe place to be, right?
For those of you not familiar with this actor, this is a little bit of his acting on General Hospital.
Okay.
This is cut 11, Phil, go.
What are you doing here?
Is it true? Are you pregnant?
What? How did you even hear that?
From Cyrus, who heard it from my mother, apparently. So are you?
Brando, look.
We slept together, and ever since you've been avoiding me, putting me off, so I'm asking you to tell me the truth.
Wow.
Are you pregnant with my child?
Uh-oh.
You are not the father.
There you go. There's General Hospital.
Yeah, I might get ripped for this, or maybe I'll get praised because maybe our audience doesn't consume daytime soap operas. I didn't know that General Hospital was still a thing.
Oh, it is.
I mean, how long has that been going on? 25, 30 years? Longer?
Dude, stop with this. Just stop with
it. I remember seeing General Hospital in the 90s.
The world went on before you were born, okay? So
when did General Hospital start?
Such a millennial.
Think about Luke and Laura. That was 1980, dude.
1980?
It's been on since the 70s.
Oh, my God. Who watches this stuff?
10 years?
My God.
I remember when I was like 12. See, does that come on before or after The View?
It comes on after The View. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I think, or 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay. I thought those were like 10, 11 o'clock noon.
My mom's a huge General Hospital fan.
Oh, really?
And she's been for years.
Does she say, I'm going to go watch my soaps?
I don't know.
I used to love that back in the day. I'm going to go watch my soaps.
Now we just watch politics.
Yeah. It's the same thing, by the way. Bad acting.
My old man would be like, I'm going to go watch my programs.
What's that been on, like 10 years?
General Hospital, that didn't start in 2008? No. I got to actually look up that real answer. That's going to kill me now. I would guess 30. You're saying it's well longer than that.
Chris says at least 70 years.
70?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
It's not 70 years, but it's been there for...
All right, here we go. General Hospital.
They said it started in the 50s.
Here we go. Hold on. 1963.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm seeing the same thing.
That's wow. Cool. Okay. Good for those people. General Hospital from...
25, 30 years!
25, 20, 15, 10!
All right, one more before we have to break. By the way, rest in peace to that actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who he is.
this is an amazing. I love Wheel of Fortune. I love playing clips of Wheel of Fortune. We played the one last week of Knock It Out the Park.
Yeah,
instead of Knock It Out of the Park.
Yep.
Well, this one, go to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. so they're trying to, it's a phrase. This is the phrase that this contestant Tavares tried guessing. It was not it, but you can. All right, I'm just gonna play this. Cut 12. Phil, go. You see the letters there, Nick?
Oh yeah,
Tavares, right in the butt. No.
How can you get four letters in the first word of right?
Blake.
This is the best.
Yeah, that's
this is the best.
Right in the butt.
Or right in the butt.
I mean, R-I-G-H-T is five letters, man. Unless he's trying to spell it R-I-T-E. Right in the butt.
Not the brightest of bulbs.
That's worse. That's worse than what we had last week.
Do you think some of these are planned? to go viral?
I hope so.
By the contestant or
well,
by
no,
the
because
show?
They can't. They can because the, like you actually win cash prizes. So that would be like that would be the equivalent of what was that show that
yes,
was
game show
game something. Show? Yeah, that you know that was fixing all the winners.
Right in the butt.
There you go.
What a day.
All right.
It's only Tuesday. I'm shot. All right. Coming up next, we'll find out what's on tap for the Dawn Show. Who won Twitter today? Today in music history. It's all still on the way. Kale and Company. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
Tuesday morning. Dawn Show coming up in just about 8 minutes. And we find out what she has lined up for the top of the hour this morning.
Right off the top, we'll update you on the Trump trial on this Tuesday, an important day, of course. So with Trump usually speaking out before trial, we'll bring you that. We want to get to Francis Rooney, who joins me again. He's joined me a couple times. He is known as Ambassador and worked under President George W. Bush at one point, representative in Florida, but has a lot to say about the Pope. And remember, in one of my newscasts, I had reported that Pope Francis is being criticized for an alleged homophobic slur. Mm-hmm. So we'll discuss that, among other things, with Ambassador Rooney. And then coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, retired Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, all things policing. We'll take a look at the Jersey Shore and beyond, why policing and policy matters.
All right. Looking forward to that, as now we get to Today in Music History.
What happened on this day in music history? Music History, history on Kale & Company.
Today, Tuesday, May 28th, we celebrate the birthdays of Roland Gift of the Fine Young Cannibals, Wendy O. Williams from the Plasmatics, Gladys Knight, and John Fogerty. Albums include Avalon by Roxy Music in 82, Graham Nash's solo debut from 71, Gish by the Smashing Pumpkins in 91, John Fogerty's Wrote a Song for Everyone in 2013, and Lita Ford's Dancing on the Edge in 84. Also on this day in 2000, the White Stripes perform on TV for the first time. In 95, System of a Down play their first concert. In 58, Buddy Holly gets his draft notice, but poor eyesight keeps him out of the Army. And in 82, Rocky III hits theaters with, of course, the song Eye of the Tiger. But lastly, it was on this day in 83, the U.S. Festival began, including The Clash, Men at Work, Van Halen, Triumph, and Ozzy. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Lundquist.
Nice work, Philip, as we get to a Tuesday installment of Who Won Twitter Today.
Who Won Twitter?
Bob in Pensacola wins. He says, Nick, 12:10 a.m. ought to be paying for the moving company to go down and load up your house. You shouldn't have to do that. Tell them to cough up some money.
Woo.
Yeah.
They did that the first time.
Good luck with that, by
yeah.
the way.
Yeah.
But Bob, thank you for
thanks, Bob.
Your, you know, sticking up for
I love it.
My yeah. friend Nick Hale.
We'll hire Bob. All right, that'll do it for us today. Everybody have a great rest of your Tuesday. We'll see what transpires today in closing statements for the Trump trial in New York. And we're back tomorrow morning at 6. Until then,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale & Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD, and the free Odyssey app.